At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right.
Wow. Woo.
Let's bring it.
Wow. What do you mean, let's bring it? That's automatic. Always hype. That's what we're here to do.
Right,
Covino and Rich.
Last day of November. Can you believe that?
Man, November to remember.
Danny G's back. Danny G, what's up, brother?
Yeah, glad to be back.
Congratulations to Danny G. He got maddied.
Maddied?
Maddied.
Maddied?
Uh-oh.
He did the road to Hana. He's back from Hawaii looking all tan and sexy.
Wow.
Bringing the vibe.
Ramos, always bringing the vibe.
Hola.
Spotty. Isaac Lowenkron.
Showtime Lowenkron is
here. And of course, Covino and Rich. And let's do this. Sports, life, entertainment, a little of everything going on in your world. That's what we cover here on Covino and Rich.
Oh, we cover nonsense. The worldwide leaders of nonsense here to have fun. And we're definitely going to talk about Russell Wilson. He had a birthday party that we weren't invited to, and I'm mad about it. So we got to talk about Russell Wilson's birthday and just Russell Wilson because, I mean, people love to harp on Russell Wilson.
It's now become the pylon.
Maybe we'll explore that. Plus, midweek major, something we do every midweek, every Wednesday. We're going to go over stories in pop culture and sports. Are the stories mid, meaning mediocre, mid?
Mid.
Weak
mid.
Story, like Donnie Baseball as a Blue Jay? Weak. Or major.
We'll get into it later, but the minute I saw Don Mattingly and the little mock-up of him in a Blue Jays uniform, it looks wrong. It looks bad. I don't know. It's like sometimes a player doesn't fit on a team.
My East Coast jersey side automatically comes out when I think of Mattingly as a Blue Jay. I'm like, get the F out of here.
Get out of here.
Get the F out of here. It doesn't look right. Doesn't feel right. So midweek major, lots to look forward to. And of course, your feedback, 877-99 on Fox and at Covino and Rich on social media. Let the wild rumpus start. First question of the day as we get closer to the weekend. Tomorrow's the first of the month. Remember, tomorrow to pay all your bills. The legend of the rent is way past due.
Well, tomorrow, December 1st, for all the moms and dads out there and all the kids that are possibly in the car, doesn't the elf start coming tomorrow for the kids that live the elf on the shelf life?
You know what that means? That means all your goofy pictures are going to be on social media. So I'm going to be subjected to all your goofy elf pictures.
Oh, those crazy little elves.
Starting tomorrow.
I know. I'm living that life.
Yeah, thanks all for the warning. We're getting closer to the weekend. And in passing, we said that Rich and I are going to the San Francisco 49ers game this weekend.
Yeah.
Last week, we made it a rule. Remember we made a new rule?
A Matt rule?
We made a rule. New rule. Bill Maher style. That's not a political statement. That's just, he has a segment called New Rules.
All right, Dua Lipa.
We said, every guy is entitled to one road trip, one away game with his bud, with his bros, a year.
It's a fun reason.
Right?
and a fun excuse to get away with some friends or your brother or cousin.
It goes both ways. Women are just better at it. But if you can get away to an away game with your bros at least once a year, you should get no hassles and hoffs. In fact, you should make it happen. And Rich and I are doing that this weekend. In passing, yesterday I mentioned that you and I are sharing a room.
That we are sharing a room.
Yeah, and I got some feedback. Like, aren't you guys two grown men? Don't you work at Fox Sports Radio? Don't you have a podcast, a Patreon? Don't you guys work at Sirius XM?
Got a lot of jobs.
Aren't you big boys? Can't you afford your own room? Like, I saw a lot of criticism after I said that, and it was just a passing comment. So I want to explore this, Rich. The question is, well, A, is there anything wrong with that?
I have a theory on it, so don't you worry. I have a theory all about it.
And do you travel different with your friends versus when you're with your spouse or significant other?
That, my friends, is the whole point of what I want to get to.
I have to be honest. As a baller on a budget,
I don't even know what that means.
I'll tell you what that means. I have lots of checks to write starting tomorrow, the first of the month.
You also have lots of jobs. You make it seem like you're a pauper.
No, I have lots of expenses. So as a baller on a budget, right, I don't mind sharing a room. I couldn't care less about it. How much time am I spending in my room?
I mean, that is true.
I'm there to be in San Francisco and enjoy the game. It's not like I'm snuggling up with Rich. I'm just going to sleep there. Like, I don't feel like I graduated to a point where I'm like, I don't do that anymore. Look, I prefer not to, right? If it's a business expense, yeah, then I want my own room, right? If I'm traveling on the company dime, I'm like, yeah, sorry, Fox Sports, but I'm a big boy now. I want my own room. You can't throw me in with Rich. You know, we did that. Believe it or not, Rich and I did that for the first, 10, 15 years of our career.
We were younger guys. Yeah. Like, the company would be like, hey, do you guys split a room?
We cut the budget down a little bit. But if I'm traveling, I'm out of my own pocket. I don't mind sharing a room. I don't mind sharing a room with a few people. Let's say a few dudes.
What are you guys doing? But here's the question for everyone. Even if you're a successful grown man, is it weird to share a hotel with another buddy? Because here's my thinking. If I'm with my wife, that's when you pull out all the stops. When you're with your wife or girlfriend and you're, you know, trying to create a romantic scene, your vacation, your little weekend getaway, that's when you get the nice room, you get the nice stuff, the nice amenities. If you and your buddy are going to an away football game, or you're going the hunting or fishing or a little golf adventure, why would you need your own fancy room?
I have to be honest. Let's say there was one bed, right? And there was three people. I'd say, dude.
Multiple people in a bed?
No. I'm not saying I'm hopping in the bed with you guys. You know, I'm saying I'll hit the floor in that room. Guys, it's because you got a room.
Sleep on the floor?
I would sleep on the room.
Do you know
if that it was just me?
Cheapskate. That's where you lose me.
That's what I'm saying.
On the floor.
I'm extreme.
No,
why not?
No.
That's
when people are pulling cushions off of the hotel couch.
I'm still at that point where I'm like, I'm good. I'll do it. Who cares?
You use the curtains for a blanket?
How long am I? I'm going to be in San Francisco. Okay, I'm going to be in San Francisco for the Dolphins game, 49ers Dolphins game, for one night. Let's say hypothetically, like I said, got one room and the bed was taken. You think I'm too good to hit the floor for a night or the little love seat?
By no means are you old, but by no means are you a spring chicken either.
No.
Flashback. I've been married 10 years. Flashback 10 years ago when you were in your 30s.
Spot. I love this because it's a great story.
You refused. I don't know if it was just planning, poor planning, or you were cheap, or both. But you refused to get your, even a room or a bed for my wedding. You shared a futon with your friend Barry. Two grown men on a futon. Not even a bed.
I was trying to save money,
futon.
Man. Trying to save money.
And as a result of you being so cheap and thinking you need to spend money, your back was out of commission for 8 months?
You're absolutely right. I can't say that you're not right about that. I really threw my back out to the point where I wasn't the same for most of that year.
So as
because of that,
grown man, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to sleep on the floor. You know what it's this. Do you know what it's like? You know how when you get to a certain age and your buddy hits you up, he's like, hey, how about some pizza and a beer? You come over, help me move some stuff. There comes a point where your back and your muscles are not worth a slice of pizza and some cheap beer.
You're a grown man.
Pay for it.
There comes a point where you pay for movers a sixer and a slice of pizza is not getting me to help you move.
Same with getting a hotel room or at least a bed of your own.
If you live near an airport, I get it. But this also applies for airport pickup and drop-off. Listen, if it's right here in Burbank, 10 minutes away, and I'm like, hey, Spot, are you around? Yeah, you want to grab me at the airport? That's one thing. You can't expect someone to drive an hour to pick you up at an airport if you're a grown-up.
So am I not a big boy? Are Rich and I not big boys because no. We're choosing to share a room this weekend? That's what it really does come down to, though. I'm just telling you how extreme I am. Like, yo, I'll hit the floor if I have it. For a night? Who am I? I'm fine with that.
I got to get backstory,
though. But I do want to give, you know, the different sort of take, though. If it's a company trip, I do want my own room because it's more of like a... Hey, man, I'm somebody now.
Yeah, but you be here. You're saying if it's free, then you'll take the nice stuff. But if you have to pay, you won't.
Yes. To save money, to spend it somewhere else. So I can have a nice juicy steak that weekend and not feel bad about it.
The example that Spot said was great. At his wedding, you didn't want to rent. Spot got married in upstate New York in a place where there were log cabins and a little lake. I remember my wife and I rented a cabin. And it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't like crazy. And I remember thinking, where's Covino staying? He still doesn't book this? He goes to the wedding, and you're right. He ends up sleeping on a pull-out futon.
I mean, I threw my money in. You know what I mean? I didn't freeload. I'm not saying people should freeload. Let's make that clear. I wasn't freeloading for the free room.
I just think it's a good question. 877-99 on Fox. What are the things that, when you're grown up, it's like you got to put those things in the past. And I think Spot nailed a good one. Unless it's a couple pieces of furniture. Unless it's like one or two pieces of furniture where you say to your buddy, hey, man, I just need a second set of hands to help me move this dresser.
It also depends how good of friends you are, right? Yeah. Like Rich and I and Spot, we've been working together for over 20 years. Known each other a long time. If you're going out with your best buds, it's a different sort of feeling than I kind of know you guys. We're here. Like, here's a little boy thing that Rich likes to do. You know, Rich likes to go halvesies all the time on stuff. You're at dinner. He's like, let's go halvesies. How about you get the steak and I'll get the chicken? And then sometimes I'm like, yo, man, get your own.
That's incorrect because I'll never go halvesies with you because you get all your food well done and terrible.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, I never want to share with you.
I made that up then, I guess.
But no, it's there are things that when you're a certain age, it's like, all right, you gotta stop doing that. And the question is,
I got one. How about this?
Do hotel rooms with buddies? Now I think
I got one. I got a real good one before I forget.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a pea brain.
Cut me off.
I'm gonna forget. We're going on a boys trip this weekend again.
When you call it a boys trip, it sounds like little boys.
A big boys trip.
A man trip.
I'm sorry, man trip. We're going on a man trip.
You say boy trip. It sounds like
we're going to see the 49ers and the Dolphins, right? So we got reservations, nice steakhouse. A little boy would count who had what drinks, right?
Yeah. I don't do those.
Or do you chip in evenly?
You chip in evenly.
When the bill comes, is it like, hey, man, there's six of us. We split it up six ways. But what if someone wasn't drinking? What if someone didn't get a steak?
Then you know what? Sorry to tell you.
That guy's required to pay for everybody else?
We're not 12 years old. You're not going to Friendly's with your friends after a school
concert. Differentiating the men from the boys here on the Covino and Rich Show.
Oddly enough, the hotel thing doesn't bother me because when I'm with my wife, it's a different story. It's a nice vacation, a getaway, romantic, everything. But if you did say, hey, we're going to a ball game. Hey, we're going to Vegas. Hey, we're going here. I'm totally okay. Same room. Yeah, we'll get a room with two beds. To me, totally fine because A,
it saves money. It also matters if you're in a relationship, right? Like, because if you're going to be up to shenanigans, I get it. You want your own room.
That's a big factor.
That's a big factor.
I think sometimes a married guy is better off sharing a bedroom in a hotel because you are staying out of trouble.
So your thoughts as we get ready for more football, and again, we're heading to an away game. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99
an away game for the Dolphins.
Yeah. Well, I'm going away.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm leaving Los Angeles. So that's my thought here.
Hotels and all the little random things. What makes you appear to be like an immature little boy? I think when someone asks to pay less on the bill because they didn't have something. I know sometimes you got to bite the bullet, but if you're at a dinner with a group of grown men and it's like, oh, you guys had the calamari and I didn't, so could I give less? Like, that's a lame move. It really is.
Yeah, but sometimes
you guys had like
man.
Three drinks and I didn't drink. Well, then you know what? I'm sorry you don't drink. Tough two
yeah,
boobies.
But if it's such a little boy thing, I think it's a little boy thing sometimes for you to think that someone should be paying for you when they didn't have any drinks. Why should they pay for you if you're such a man? I mean, there's two ways to look at it. You know, so it depends. Honestly, that one, it just depends on my mood, you know, and who's there. Why do I got to split it? I didn't have any drinks.
Go to Bob and Cincy. Bob, you're on with Covino and Rich as we head to a little football game this weekend. Like Covino said, Niners, Dolphins. What are your thoughts on sharing a hotel room with your buddies as a grown-up?
I'm too old for that. I ain't sharing no room with nobody. I'm getting my own room. If my wife's in it, she might get her own room, too. I ain't sharing nobody. And here's another thing.
So you'd rather, let's say it's $400 a night. You'd rather spend $400 a night as opposed to maybe $200 a night.
Nah, but you're on your own. You better go to the motel down the street. I'm staying at the hotel. You stay at the motel.
See how stubborn people are?
That, but hey, you
We're
know.
Staying at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, hotel, motel. What you going to do today?
Say what?
Wow. Going to meet a fly girl.
So when I said that in passing, man, we got lots of feedback. Like, yeah. You guys are lame.
Then we'll go to Tyler in Charlotte. Tyler.
Lame.
Is it a lame move or totally reasonable for two grown men to share a room on a, like I said, it could be a golf trip, a ball game trip, a hunting trip, anything. Is it weird for dudes to share a room?
At this age.
Guys, it's totally lame at that age. And let me tell you something. You guys must be mourning. You must be mourning people, okay? Because I'm about an Adderall and two cups of coffee before I need to speak to anyone in the morning, and waking up next to a buddy of mine is just not going to cut it. So absolutely.
Imagine how I feel having to wake up next to Rich.
Rich springs out of bed.
Yeah, Rich springs into his socks like a cartoon.
These guys, when we fill in for Dan Patrick, these guys come in here like they're hibernating. I'm like, hey guys, good morning.
Rich wakes up like, yip, yip, yippity.
Fresno, let's say what's up to Jason, Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. Guys trip. Sharing a hotel, lame or totally legit?
Totally legit, guys. Me and my best friend have been doing it for about 4 years now. I'm in my early 40s, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's a great time to bond. It, you know, you kind of look out for each other, keep each other responsible, and I'm totally for it, guys.
Yeah, you keep your each other accountable, right? No one's getting into any trouble because you guys are there. No shenanigans. And then you save $200, right? You put that toward the tickets and a better experience.
That, to me, listen, I'm a responsible guy, believe it or not. Like, when it comes to, like, I just feel like so many people live beyond their means and have no money. I feel like I'm the type of guy that saves money and does well, but I don't meaninglessly spend it. Like, to me.
I mean, most people, unfortunately, are check to check nowadays.
But I'm saying, like, we go up to San Francisco. It's not expensive. But let's say the hotel room is $300-something a night. There's a part of me that's like, well, if I get my own room, for what? Let's be honest. So what's the benefit of having your own room? For what? So you could be a slob and lay around naked and look at smut on your phone?
Yeah.
But what are you
really
doing?
You could watch Mario Lopez in his commercials naked.
He's not naked in the commercials.
No,
I mean, you're naked in the hotel.
You're naked, okay. Just wasting towels. Yeah, so you know.
But I just, my point is, you're going to see a ball game.
I just say that because every time I get to a hotel and I turn on the TV, Mario Lopez is always on.
He's always on.
He's always on.
It's
That's
like Maria Menounos at a gas station.
Yeah, exactly.
Every gas station pump has a little video of her being like, hey, everyone.
So,
and at the movie theater, too.
And at the movie theater, yeah. Right. Separating the men from the boys. We're heading to San Francisco this weekend. Man's trip to see the game. Rich and I said, we'll share a room. What's the big deal? We'll save some money.
And then when we said that, people are like, you guys are sharing a room? So,
weak
hey.
Or not weak. Another like little boy moves. We're going to get to all your phone calls next. And we're talking Russell Wilson.
Can't
it's Covino
wait.
And Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
TireRack.com loves tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and the passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call or click away. The website's packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap.
Like the Tire Decision Guide, answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Hankook Ventus tire, the all-season Optimo lineup, and the off-road-capable Hankook DynaPro light truck and SUV tire.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as one day.
Many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. They come to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms. Game changer.
Telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports. See for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Chingy, throwing it back.
Way back on a Wednesday. We are CNR on FSR, Covino and Rich on social media, Covino and Rich in real life.
That is true. Yep. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Feeling good because Danny G is back.
Yeah.
Our producer's back,
Danny,
on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We got Ramos on the ones and twos. We got Rowan Kwan Showtime, Lowen Kron, and we got Spotty.
Hey, Spot.
Who's filming us to make some video content for your viewing pleasures so you can see what we do at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. The number is 877-99 on Fox, and we're separating the men from the boys, okay? Because
so
I made a passing comment yesterday about our trip this weekend to see the 49ers Dolphins in San Francisco. I said Rich and I are sharing a room. Bam!
Woo.
People went berserk, like the Berserker. Remember the Berserker?
Of course I go. Great wrestler. Hoss.
Way back on a Wednesday. The Berserker.
Even the boss hit us up.
Oh, really?
The boss hit us up. He said literally in the exact same camp this weekend. He's going with a bunch of buddies to Atlanta, and some of his friends were asking him if he wants to double up and share rooms, and he said, hell no.
I'm staying in my own room, damn it. No interest in sharing a room.
I'm a man. People really do take that stance.
Come
like I said,
I'm a man.
You get to a point, like work-wise, yeah, I want my own room.
Well, they
like,
can't
I
feel like force you to share a room at work. We did that voluntarily back in the day.
But I used to do that. So I'm like, yeah, I graduated past that. I'm a man now. I'm 40, right? But like, if I'm spending my own dime and I'm only there for a weekend, I don't mind sharing a room with my bud if he's my bud and I'm comfortable with that bud. There's other things, though. It's like, hey, that's not what men do. That's what little boys do. We're going over them. We want to go over your thoughts, too, at 877-99 on Fox.
What about the bathroom, though? Isn't it odd sharing the bathroom? And then also, you're on the other person's sleep clock, which I don't like.
That's what the boss said.
And Scott mentioned that as well. I agree with him 1,000% on that. I don't want to have to go to bed when you want the lights out.
Yeah, Scott said... I'm not going to wake up.
That's fine because I sleep with the TV on anyway, Danny G.
I'm going to wake up.
You're one of those dudes.
When I want to wake up. I'm not going to wake up because you woke up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but you're saving money. Here's the thing. Here's what I won't compromise, okay? Because this is a little boy thing. I admit, Rich and I sharing a room does sound weird, but you have to realize that we've been friends before we were even working in the radio business and doing TV and stuff. Like over 20 years I've known this guy, right? I'd rather take that money I'm saving on the room and use them toward tickets. Because you know what I think little boys do? They buy weak-ass tickets. I got a friend. I love him. His name is Rob. Behind his back, I call him Bad Ticket Rob.
Oh, we all know Bad Ticket Rob.
Bad Ticket Rob. He's always posting pictures on social media of his weak-ass seats. I'd rather take that money, that $200 I'm saving on the room, make sure that I'm getting good seats. You know why? Because I'm a man, damn it. That's why.
You're 40?
Come after me.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Well, Doesn't that make more sense?
Listen.
Where would you rather? Would you rather have a room to yourself? Oh, man, you're the best.
I get
or
it.
Sweet seats.
Listen, everything you're saying makes sense, but a lot of grown men will rationalize and say, I don't care. I could do both, right? Because you really could. You're just saying, you just hate. You pick and choose where you want to waste your money.
You try to like... Don't you feel better about the experience when you didn't spend that much?
You pick and choose where you want to waste your money. You'll buy a pair of Yeezys before Kanye was the devil, but you won't spend $150 for a Holiday Inn Express. I mean,
it's priorities.
There
it's
are
priorities.
Other things I pointed out about you and other people that make them little boys.
All right. And let's go over these. We'll take your phone calls, 877-99-FOX, and then we talk Russell Wilson.
Okay. If you're a grown man, you should have matching furniture in your house or something. You should not have two different end tables and, you know.
No, I'd say matching towels. Like, you're free. I filled out a credit card thing at a ball game for your towel. Like, you should not have that as an adult.
If you're grown
up. Free towels.
If you're single and dating and some girl's like, do you have a towel? And you throw her a Dodgers beach towel you got because she signed up for a credit card.
That's why she didn't come back for the second date.
Exactly. How about people, you know, you talk about what makes a guy a grown-up.
Yeah, how about you get rid of your Star Wars bed sheets, Danny G?
How about you have your steak not well done?
Darth Vader.
How about you have your steak not well done?
Yeah, I get criticized for that all the time. You know what I think? You know what I'm thinking, though, when you say that? Mind your business. That's what I think. But I get it. People judge that.
Kavino will get a $90 tomahawk steak and be like, well done with dipping sauces. It's like, what?
Butterfly. Yeah, then, I admit that ketchup on your steak is little boy stuff. And I don't do that, but I like what I like.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of food, you're also that guy. You're a grown up. Seafood, sushi, anything you didn't have when you were 12, you still don't have.
That is true.
You have like the palate of a 12-year-old.
You know, and if you just joined us, we were saying how, well, Rich was sort of expressing that, because it's always a controversial moment. Like, if you didn't drink, but all your friends were boozing the whole night, and you only had one drink and they had six, is it fair for that guy to split that bill?
Yep.
Rich is saying real men don't worry about that.
Because you know that if you're friends with someone long enough, there'll be a time where they got you and you get them. I think that's true. That's cheapskate lame behavior.
So then it just depends who you're with.
Well, guess who's never getting invited back then?
The cheapskate guy. Okay, so let's go to the phones. What do you think? We're sharing a room. We're separating the men from the boys.
Brooklyn and Bruno.
Ladies, you could chime in too. Hey. What's up, Bruno? What's up?
See, boys, how we doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, real quick, what people aren't backing to this equation, I do this all the time. You're on a trip with your boys, couple things. One, you can upgrade to a nicer room if you're splitting it. The difference in a room, like from a room to a suite, you can usually get something much nicer when it's when you're going in. All these guys saying they're getting their own rooms, they're staying at the Motel 6. That's nonsense. Number two.
That's a good point. Yeah. I'm not
number
staying
two, there. Here's what happens. You roll into a town, you're going to an event. What do? You go to the room, you throw your stuff in there. Now you're out on the town all day. You might go back and hit a shower. You do a little pregame party, and then you're back out all night or to the event. Then you go back and you crash. What's the event? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yo, dude, my kind of guy, Bruno from Brooklyn.
There's that rationale that Covino and I are both on board for, but a lot of times when Covino and I agree, we're just agreeing with each other's wrong opinion sometimes.
Nah, he's right. I agree with Bruno.
Not to be a psychiatrist on the radio, but I'll play one right now.
Sure.
I think a lot of this has to do with how you grew up. Did either of you share a bedroom as kids?
I shared a bedroom as a kid for a while. Okay. And then when we went on family vacations, it was like we had like two beds and a cot and everything in one room. Like my family packed all of us, five of us, in one room every family vacation.
So much of this is about privacy, because when you have to be in a room with a couple of different siblings even, you grow up thinking, I don't care how hard I'm going to have to work. When I get older, I'm never sharing space with anyone unless it's my significant other.
Danny G, that's really interesting, because when you got a lot of siblings and lived in a college house with a bunch of friends. Like, I've never been one that really cared much about that privacy, to be honest. So
you
if you
what?
Told me,
I never
told
had
me,
a share room, but I think my frugal tendencies take over there, and I'm like, yeah, if I could save a few bucks,
if it's a $400 hotel,
I'll save the bucks.
$200 each. I agree. Sounds way better than being like, oh, an extra $200 for privacy.
On a side note,
it's only a couple hundred bucks, but to me, I'd rather gamble that money or eat a nice steak or something.
A lot of great people were frugal people like yours truly. In fact, I heard a story today. Lamar Odom was talking about one of your heroes, Danny G, who was known around the NBA for being one of the greats, but one of the most frugal dudes in the NBA. Your boy Kobe Bryant had that reputation for sure.
Frugal.
Yeah, he was a frugal dude.
Not when he went to the jewelry store.
Not then.
Not when he was apologizing. Yeah. Mitch in Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Happy holidays.
What's on your mind?
Only way I'll be sharing rooms is with family. Bathroom is the key thing. You're going to be overpaying for the airlines. You're going to be overpaying for the drinks. Everything. Why not get your own room? Bathroom is very important. That's very, that makes me uncomfortable.
Bathroom, yeah, uncomfortable.
I mean, it depends who you're sharing it with. Like if I'm sharing it with Spot and he just finished, it's like the Great Stink of 1858. Like, I don't want to deal with that. I get it. Depends who you're with.
The Great Stink of 1858?
It depends who you're with.
JD in Virginia. What's up, JD?
What's up, JD?
Hey, fellas. What's going on? Man, it's crazy, man. Like, if it's your homeboy, who cares?
That's how I feel.
You know what I mean? Like, if you've known him for 20 years like you guys, like my homeboy from the core, man, I've known him for 20 years. Who cares, man? And also, there is a difference, too, man. If you're single and you both are single and, you know, you're planning on going out, if you're not and you're just going out for the game and it's your homeboy, man, I don't see the difference.
Yeah, that's a great point, because we are both in relationships. I have a wife. Covino's got a girlfriend. If I was single, I would have my own room 100%. But to be honest, having a roommate in those scenarios, Danny G, is almost safety, too.
Didn't stop that dude in the movie Sideways, remember?
It's true, yeah.
You know what, though? Yeah, it's on the flip side of that, right? Not that your spouse should be not trusting of you, but it does put that to rest and put their mind at ease, even subconsciously. Like, yeah, we're sharing a room, right? And even saving money. No one's going to bust your chops if you're saving money. Not that anyone should be busting your chops because you're a man, right? But, you know, if you're saving money, like, how's anyone going to complain about that? So we'll take one more phone call.
Trip.
And we got to talk Russell Wilson.
Trip, what's up, bud?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll hit on cheap, justifying cheap. You're a grown man. Get your own dang on room. Also, on the drink thing about the dinner, I used to have some boys and I. We play golf, league, basketball together. We all go out. We split the check. If there's 10 of us, whatever the check is, we split it. We had one guy that used to complain.
He's
about
out.
Not getting what
he's
we got.
He's out.
That's what that guy does. He what? Doesn't eat with us anymore.
Yeah, he's done. He's off the group.
Do you see how divided men are about this, though? Well, it was 50-50 even with the phone calls.
The hotel thing is interesting. I'll tell you why. To wrap it up, I'm convinced that the people that are like, I will only get my own room, like adamant about it, those are the people that will not spend. Those are the same people that are like, you spend $6 for a cup of coffee, or wait, you spent $100 on a pair of jeans. People that are like frugal in other departments seem to be not about hotels, and vice versa.
Yeah, well, again, it goes back to priorities, I guess, and who you're with.
Who cares,
but thank you guys for hearing us out.
Enjoy your weekend, guys, trips. I have one more thing before we kick it to Isaac Lowenkron.
Sure.
Things that will make you seem like you're not a like a real man. You're a little boy, Pinocchio style.
Little wooden boy.
Yeah. If you don't have a proper suit, if you have to go to a wedding, God forbid, a funeral, a work event, if you don't have at least one suit on standby that's like fits you the right way, that's at least updated to the latest styles, like if you got some baggy-ass old suit, you should be embarrassed.
I'm with you on that. And can I tell you something since we're sharing a room?
Yeah.
Can you bring your own toiletries like a real man?
Instead of toothpaste.
But bumming my shampoo or bumming my toothpaste, but get your own. You're a grown-up. Thank
fair,
you.
Fair point. There you go. Isaac Lowenkron.
Lowenkron.
Hello,
Isaac
fellas.
Isaac Lowenkron.
What a day and what drama at the World Cup in Group C. Argentina and Poland wound up advancing to the knockout round out of Group C. Poland lost to Argentina 2-0. Mexico beat Saudi Arabia 2-1. But Mexico was eliminated because they lost the goal differential tiebreaker to Poland.
That's so
because
weak.
Of that Saudi Arabia goal. And before that actually happened, because it was a late Saudi Arabia goal, as you guys know, Poland would have advanced anyway because they would have won the next tiebreaker, which was a fair play tiebreaker because they had fewer yellow and red cards, and that caused quite a lot of discussion on social media. Here's a couple of tweets. Zito tweeting, fair play points is nonsense. If Poland and Mexico are level, it needs to be settled with a drinking contest.
Oh, that's fair.
I thought
that's
that was
good.
Actually a much better idea. And then Bruno, maybe it was the same Bruno who just called in, but Bruno tweeted,
what's up?
He tweeted, imagine losing home court advantage in the NBA playoffs on a tiebreaker because the referees hate Rudy Gobert. So.
By the way, if that was a tie too, Mike, who runs this place, was telling me that it actually goes down to a coin flip.
Yes. They call it drawing lots, which is, sounds like something they would have done in like the Renaissance in the 13th century. So lots, coin flip, but absolutely right. That would have been the next tiebreaker.
Can you imagine that? Like advancing in the World Cup?
For 4 years of work.
It's going to be like Vegas, it's gonna be like Vegas vacation. Pick a hand.
Like, let's play rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
So wait, Poland's out is what you're saying, right?
No, Poland is in.
Poland's in.
Poland is in, and Mexico is out.
They deserve it. Think of all the Polish jokes as we were kids until they realized they were politically incorrect. Polish people deserve a little something.
They're in. You sound like a terrible kid.
Some of the other suggestions were, besides the drink contest, by the way, who has the better cuisine and which team had the more players with man buns should have advanced.
These are great tiebreakers. Isaac, better than the ones they have in place.
Oh, totally. /redeem rewards terms apply. And finally, guys, in talking about your hotel room discussion, Fox Sports Radio, our crack editing department, has actually uncovered archived audio of the last time that you guys shared a hotel room. Listen.
You're not going to the bathroom.
Just calm down.
There is a tiger in the bathroom.
What's going on?
There's a jungle cat in the bathroom.
I'll check it out.
Don't go in. Be careful. Don't. Oh.
Must have been quite a weekend, fellas. Back to you.
I'll never forget that. Thank you, Isaac.
I was going to say, the last time I shared a hotel room with Spot, remember, it was like, those aren't pillows. All right, we'll be back. We got more Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studio, and we will talk some Russell Wilson, Mr. Cringe, coming up.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Look at that, Dua Lipa. Ramos, always tying it in. Always tying it in.
DJ Ramos!
In the mix with DJ Ramos.
I've always loved when the DJs play like this, and then in the middle of it, you hear things that are like, John Ramos, the mix. You
know, it's like, Ramos.
By the way, Ramos, I was infamous for doing that, and I would be DJing at random like bars in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Sure.
I'd have my own drops. El Cavino ones and two.
We made fun of you behind your back at
That's
first
okay.
and then to your face.
That's okay. I wanted everyone to know.
People, you know, this all started with Cavino and I sharing a hotel room. We've been friends for 20 years, right? We've known each other since we're like 20 years old.
Over 20 now.
And
actually,
the crazy part is when I first met Cavino, he was DJing at a bar in Hoboken, O'Donohue's. We'd go there on Thursday nights. We'd play pool. We'd talk to girls. You know, we're all single guys. And he'd DJ, make a couple extra bucks. But in between the songs, he had sound
well,
effects.
I was, you know why? I was a terrible mix DJ. Danny G knows a lot about this.
Danny G's a legit DJ.
I was terrible at, you know, mixing songs. So to cover that up,
you use the air horn transition.
Yeah, yeah.
El Cavino.
He would have, because he worked at K-Rock in New York at the time. So he would he asked the K-Rock guy, probably like, hey, can you do me a favor? And the guy's like, yeah, sure, Cavino. You're a young kid. What?
Thursday nights.
In between the songs, because he had no mixing abilities like a real DJ, the song would be fading, and you would hear, you're right, the me, like the air horn, and a El Cavino in the mix. And we're like, who is this guy?
I used to go by El Cavino. Translation, the Cavino.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. Way back on a Wednesday. We're Cavino and Rich. Look at us now on Fox Sports Radio.
If you think you hate him now, oh my God, 20 years ago?
Yeah. Whew. Oh man, that was the worst.
Well, hey, Cavino and Rich, now we said, hey, Russell Wilson. In the news again.
He is.
And used a lot of air horns this season.
You know, with all, like we said the other day, Ramos, the Bronco country, let's roll, let's ride.
Thank you, guys. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country. It's like he's cringy and like, he's not an unlikable guy. He's just something awkward about him. Even when him and Sierra would make videos like
Go
back
Hawks.
In the day.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Oh, like everything about Russell Wilson is
How about
a
his
awkward.
Danger Witch Subway sandwich? It was so cringy they removed it. Remember that? The Russell Wilson Danger Witch Subway sandwich? That's just another one.
And of course, Mr.
Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
So yeah. I don't want to be
he
the
needs
guy.
Some good press, man. And you know how you erase all this, though? You erase all of this by winning.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. No one would be talking about any of this if he was bringing the heat. That's
now,
the truth.
I don't want to be the guy, and we don't want to be the show that just piles on.
No, no, no. Please, let's put it in perspective. As much as you want to make fun of Russell Wilson or any of these athletes that we talk about all day, they're better than all of us at all the games that we love to play as kids.
Yeah.
They're doing what we dreamt to do. Let's put it in perspective. Russell Wilson is the man.
An elite athlete that makes, after endorsements in his contract, over $50 million a year. He's got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids.
Yes.
He's living the life. So no one should feel bad.
I mean, he had his own Subway sandwich. I'm just there buying a meatball hero a few times a week. This guy had his own.
Yeah. You don't have the Cavino Danger Witch.
Exactly. So I want the Fox Sports Radio Nation to know that, you know, we're just talking about what's in the news, and these are people we look up to. Not trying to be mean or pile on, like Rich said. We keep it in perspective. They're living the dream, put it that way.
Now, Russell Wilson had his birthday party.
Well, he turned 34 yesterday.
I know it was his birthday because Sierra put a little message for him on social media, and he responded all lovingly, like, love you, boo, and, you know, being all awkward and Russell.
I love you.
And there's a story going around that, again, I don't want to be the people that pile on, and I think this might be a case of pile on.
Well, the gossip as it goes, per source...
The Source magazine?
Yes.
Source?
No. Per Source, Wilson's wife, Sierra, threw him a birthday party, and it looked like it was about half the team that was there.
Oh.
Now, there's two ways to look at that. Like, it's a sneak diss, like only half showed up, or, hey, man, half the team came.
Yeah, 25, 30
but
guys
I
came.
I think people are trying to imply or insinuate in some way that only half the team showed up for the star quarterback.
Man,
there's some tension in the locker room.
Hold on, let me ask Spot.
Because it was also on the players' day off,
so they had the ability to go.
Exactly. Okay. That's the big point of the story too.
Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studio. I asked Spot to look this up. Let's say it's not a birthday party, a wedding. Of the invited guests, according to like wedding blogs or, you know, Pinterest and all these what percentage of people show up to a wedding?
About 75 to 85 of local guests.
Okay. And these are all local. It's a birthday party.
Right. 55% of out-of-town guests and 35% if it's a destination wedding.
Well, remember, this is very specific. This is his team.
Right.
And they're all local.
And they're all in the same area now.
So at least 80% of people should have been there.
So are we piling on or has Russ lost this team? We got some more coming up. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Stay right there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.